Welcome to Remedy and Rhyme, a space where poetry meets the wise power of plants. I'm your host, Kimberly Kling of Joyful Roots. We'll begin each episode with a poem, a soul offering inspired by a single herb. From there, we'll follow the thread of the plant's deeper wisdom, exploring what it reveals to the heart, how it invites us into greater awareness, and how we might welcome that into our own lives. Then we'll ground that insight with simple ways to work with the herb in your everyday life rhythms. So whether you're here for the poetry, the plant stories, or the space in between, I'm so grateful that you've joined me. This podcast is for educational and inspirational purposes only. I am not a medical doctor or a licensed health professional, and nothing shared here is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. The information provided has not been evaluated by the FDA. Herbs are powerful allies, but not without personality. If you experience an allergic reaction or discomfort from any herb mentioned, please stop taking it immediately. Also, if you're on any medications, please check with your doctor about any possible herb-drug interaction. Most importantly, you and you alone are the steward of your own body. What you choose to consume, apply, or integrate is entirely up to you. This podcast is about health empowerment. Listen with curiosity and always honor your body's wisdom. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of Remedy and Rhyme. Today we are going to explore the magic and wonderment of our dear friend Rose. And Rose holds a special place in my heart, like so many other herbs do, but she was definitely my portal into herbalism. So I have a very sweet fondness for her. And I'd like to start this episode with a poem that I wrote, called Like a Rose. Flawed into beauty like a rose, prickled stem and silken petals, careful, weapons supporting tenderness, towers of thorns holding portals of magic toward the sky. She teaches us that when enemies sit side by side with divine interest, opposites fall into graceful union. Life is beautiful indeed, but comes with bitter edges too. Every thorn in the side has potential for glorious splendor. With each wound, a lesson. It's so much easier to experience the world with an open heart when you have a little protection for those tender pieces. Rose was more than just a beautiful flower in the garden for me. She became a doorway into herbalism. I inherited some rose bushes when I moved into my current home, and at first I became interested in tending to the roses, watching them bloom, taking care of them. But then as time went on, something magical happened. I started to bring the flowers inside and started decorating my tables with the beautiful blossoms, and I would walk by them and inhale their amazing scent every time I could get a chance. The same would happen when I was outside and I walked by the roses. And then before I knew it, I was putting rose petals in my water and drying them for tea and making rose petal infused honey and so much more. I didn't realize at the time that Rose would guide me down a path that was so deeply rooted in my heart, but she did. And for that, I'm forever grateful. When I first started working with Rose, I didn't realize this, but now I know that Rose has an uncanny ability to open and comfort our hearts in order to let more of the good stuff flow through us, to open us up to joy, to fresh perspectives and creativity. And I think it's a little bit like opening to love, not just romantic love, but a love of the world that brings in excitement and new vision and changes and shifts your perspective in ways that you hadn't known it could. Have you ever noticed that when you're in love, the world around you seems to change? It's like that love begins to radiate outward and it reaches the trees and the bees and the soil and the entire living world around us. And everything looks more magical and alive. But here's the thing. As our love for the world grows, so does our desire to protect it. It's just like when we fall in love with a person, we become more protective of them and want to keep them in our lives. And that's something that I've come to realize, that to love is also to protect both ourselves and the thing that we love. That works on a personal level too. To grow in our capacity for love, we also have to grow in our ability to protect ourselves. Rose is an example of how to do this with grace. Her sweet, soft petals are cradled by those sharp, thorny stems. And those stems aren't just there for decoration. They're a part of her. They protect her, just like we need protection around our hearts as we open up to the world. So here's the thing about the rose. She's a symbol of life's paradoxes. Love can hurt. Sometimes the very thing that we give our hearts to, whether it's another person, a dream, or even the world itself, can bring us pain. But, and this is really important, that pain isn't the end. It's part of the cycle. Love is a paradox. It gives, it nurtures, and it also asks for boundaries and for protection. And if we don't protect ourselves, if we don't know when to step back or to hold a boundary, we can't really fully experience the richness of love. We need that softness and that beauty and that tenderness of love, but we also need to bring in resilience and strength and the wisdom to know when to protect ourselves. And when we lean into both, the softness and the strength, we begin to live more fully. And we start to embody all of it, the beauty and the thorns. There are so many different types of roses, and whether you're drawn to the perfectly manicured garden rose or the tough wind-blown fortitude of the wild rose, there's really so much to be learned from both. Herbalist Kiva Rose said, "There are as many varieties of rose as there are shades of green, and every kind holds some profound therapeutic value." And I love that. Some roses, like those with a really strong fragrance, are the most potent medicinally, but even the simpler varieties and the ones we might kind of pass by hold immense worth, even if only for their beauty alone. Just as the genus of rose has so many different species and cultivars and varieties, we also have so many aspects of ourselves that are equally valuable. And taking care of ourselves means protecting all of those aspects. It means protecting our inner world and nurturing our outer world as well. And protection isn't about shutting ourselves off. It's about creating the space to heal, to grow, and to continue loving all of our parts and every aspect of ourselves. And this is something that I've learned deeply in my own life, that to care for my body, I must also care for my mind, my soul, and my spirit. For me, rose is more than just an herb or a flower. She's honestly a friend and a reminder of the balance that we need in life and the beauty that's found in paradox. And I keep coming back to this. The magic of paradox isn't just about contradiction. It's actually about wholeness. Paradox invites us to dwell in the space where two opposing truths can exist at the same time. Where softness and strength aren't enemies, but companions. Where grief and joy can sit at the same table. And where we can be both healing and still hurting. We can be blooming and protecting. It's really not always a comfortable space to be in, that in-between liminal space, but it challenges us. Our minds want clarity. They want we want clean lines and a nice tidy resolution, but our hearts usually know better. Our hearts understand that life is more layered than that, and that we are more layered than that. And if we have Rose as our guide, she's teaching us how to live in that liminal in-between space. And she's not really there to force resolution. She's just there holding it all, her thorns and her petals, her wildness and her grace, her rootedness and her reach. In a world that's always trying to split things into black or white, good or bad, strong or weak, Rose is whispering something else to us. What if both are true? What if the place where those truths meet is actually where the deepest wisdom lives? To me, that's the medicine of paradox and the invitation of Rose to live fully in the messy, beautiful in-between, not just in her petals, her scent, or her healing properties, not in her thorns or her rigid stems, but in all of it at the same time, embracing her as a whole being and embracing ourselves as a whole being too, all the parts, the edges and the in-between, living fully, paradoxically, and consequently beautifully. In Sumerian mythology, the goddess Inanna is one of the most complex, paradoxical figures of the ancient world, and the symbols associated with her reflect that beautifully. She's linked to the lion, the dove, and the rose, three powerful emblems that, when held together, tell a story of divine contradiction. The lion is bold and fearsome, a creature of war, strength, and unyielding power. It speaks to Inanna's role as a warrior goddess, unafraid to descend into chaos or battle for what she believes in. And then there's the dove, soft and peace-bringing, a symbol of gentleness, love, and nurturing, a messenger of harmony. This is Inanna as the goddess of fertility, sensuality, and compassion. And between the lion and the dove, bridging both of them, the wildness of the lion and the tenderness of the dove, is the rose. But when you think of the rose, it's probably not the perfectly pruned, cultivated roses that we so often see in gardens today. You might want to think more of the ancient wild varieties, the little small tangled ones whose delicate petals sit atop some really gnarly thorns, and roses that are just as capable of drawing blood as they are of drawing the eye. This is the rose that is paradox made visible. Softness and danger coexisting in one form. A rose doesn't hide her thorns, but she doesn't apologize for her beauty either. She's simply existing, being wholly herself without choosing one side of the spectrum. And that is also the essence of Inanna. She's the goddess of love and war, creation and destruction, light and shadow. And she descends into the underworld, literally facing death, and then returns transformed, carrying the wisdom of that journey with her. She doesn't embody the either or, she holds the both and the and. And the rose is really a perfect emblem for that duality. It reminds us that love isn't always soft and that protection can be beautiful, just like we talked about earlier, and that to fully bloom, we must also guard what is sacred. I love this story because it shows us that paradox isn't something to be feared, it's something to be lived, and it's in the tension of opposing truths that some of the deepest magic happens. Both Inanna and the rose teach us how to be altogether fierce and tender, open and guarded, rooted and rising. Let's dive a little deeper now into some of the herbal benefits for the body that rose can bring us. Rose is amazing at soothing inflammation and irritation. Rose has natural anti-inflammatory and cooling properties, and used topically in rose water or infused oils can calm irritated skin, ease sunburns, and reduce redness. This makes rose one of our favorite allies for sensitive skin or acne-prone skin too. Because of the sour and astringent tastes that rose has, that's indicating to us that it can help to cool down excessive amounts of heat and inflammation and irritation in tissues, as well as tighten and tone. So this makes rose especially helpful for things like tightening and toning the pores of your skin or sore throats that need that extra, like that might be goopy and inflamed and need that extra cooling action and astringency, or even digestive tract irritation and inflammation. It can be really helpful there. I love adding rose to various tea blends. It's just the petals make a lovely addition to so many different teas, and they add color as well. But the rose hips are also really beneficial and can be added into different formulations. They're a little bit better used in decoctions, which are a simmering of herbs versus a tea, where they're not going to impart quite as much of their properties into a tea that has only been infused rather than simmered. However, they're still lovely. You just won't get as much of the compounds out of the rose hips that way. They can also be used, both the rose hips and the rose petals can be used in tinctures or glycerites. A glycerite is a glycerin-based extraction. Rose is also a humectant, meaning it draws moisture into the skin. And this is one of the reasons, in addition to the ones that I just talked about, as to why rose is so prevalent and adored in skincare. Rose water is prized in skincare for hydrating, softening, and toning the skin. It also helps to maintain the skin's natural pH and tighten pores, like we talked about with its astringency, which can leave skin looking more refreshed and radiant. If you think about how a petal draws in the soft morning mist, it's like not all at once, but kind of slowly and easily. Rose draws moisture into the skin in a similar manner. And in this way, rose is reminding our body how to absorb. Rose also helps support the heart and circulatory health. Rose, and especially rose hips, which are the fruit of the rose, are packed with antioxidants like vitamin C, flavonoids, and polyphenols. And these are the compounds that help to strengthen blood vessels, improve circulation, and support overall heart health. Rose is often considered a heart tonic for that reason, but it goes beyond just the physical. Rose really supports the emotional heart as well. Heat damages the vasculature, but rose helps to not only cool the heat, but also repair damage to the blood vessels as an astringent and vulnerary herb. Rose is one of the first plants and herbal allies that I call upon when there needs to be extra support for both the spiritual and emotional heart. Rose petals are gently supportive to digestion. They can help reduce bloating and ease tension in the gut. Rose is also used in herbal blends for menstrual cramps as well, thanks to its antispasmodic and relaxing effects on the uterus and digestive tract. It's astringent yet comforting to heat and irritation, which makes it uniquely supportive in this area. Rose is gently sedative and emotionally soothing. A cup of rose petal tea or a few drops of rose elixir can help to calm down anxiety, lift a low mood, and support restful sleep. It's especially helpful when stress manifests physically, like in tension headaches or nervous stomach. It kind of moves the awareness from the head to the heart. Rose is particularly indicated for the person that is sensitive and delicate and may have red and irritated skin or mucous membranes, is easily agitated, and may have high levels of inflammation. It's especially helpful for kids who present this way too. These people are often prone to mental restlessness, insomnia, anxiety, and tension in the nerves and cardiovascular system. As I've said many times already, rose is really an herbal ally that I just absolutely adore, and I think that rose is worth bringing into so many people's lives. It seems like if we all stopped a little more often to smell the roses, the world might just be a bit of a more calm and less agitated and sweeter place to live. So as we come to the end of this rose adoration, I'll invite you to sit with her teachings a little longer. Where in your life are you being called to soften? And where are you being asked to hold a boundary to grow your thorns? Can you allow these two truths to exist side by side without one canceling out the other? I hope this episode has inspired you to see where paradox exists in your life and perhaps to embrace it a little bit more. And I hope that in doing that, it helps you to both add layers of protection that are needed to make you live a more whole life and to allow yourself to bloom. If you would like to submit a poem to be considered for one of the future podcast episodes, please email that to kim@joyfulroots.com. And in the subject of the email, you can put that it is a poetry submission for Remedy and Rhyme. That would be helpful and wonderful, and I can't wait to hear from you. If you appreciate what I'm doing here with this podcast and would like to help support all future endeavors, you can do that a few ways. First and foremost, if you're able to rate and review the podcast in whatever platform you are listening to this, those positive ratings and reviews help us get in front of more people. You can also join our Remedy and Rhyme Patreon page, which is available at patreon.com/joyfulroots. You'll find all sorts of goodies there, including plant stories, recipes, and more. There is a free membership, but if you are able to help support the podcast via any sort of monetary donation, that is super appreciated. This episode is also brought to you in part by my favorite matcha on the planet, Posana Matcha. It's certified organic, third-party tested to ensure that it's free of heavy metals. It's pure, safe, and absolutely delicious. I love indulging in this every day. It's a single-origin matcha that's grown in the lush fields of Shizuoka, Japan. And honestly, it's the only matcha that I reach for anymore. So when you use my code JOYFULROOTS, that's JOYFULROOTS, at checkout on Posana's website, you'll get 10% off your order, and you'll be supporting this podcast through the small affiliate commission that I receive, which helps me to continue creating this empowering herbal content just for you. You can find the link in the show notes or head to posana.net, that's posana.net, and use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS at checkout for 10% off your order. I'd like to give thanks for the music in the intro and the outro that is called Bedtime After a Coffee by Ikun Baradine on Chosik. I'd like to give immense thanks to my family for supporting me in this herbal journey and for all of my friends and community who have also been so supportive. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the other herbalists who have influenced me. There are really just too many to name, but I'm so appreciative. And of course, my deepest gratitude goes to our plant allies who have honestly taught me more than I could have ever imagined. I'll see you in the next episode.